This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay, who is this?
This is Joe Diffie, who had a run in the early, mid-90s.
I seem to recognize the name.
Yeah. Bringing you Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
The Redneck Ranger. Of course. Why not?
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. It fits. It totally works.
It does work. All right. Susan K. Jones not here today.
Yeah.
Reminder, her birthday is next Wednesday.
That's right.
Just
Christmas
a reminder.
Day, baby.
Christmas Day, baby. Susan K. Jones.
Luckily, we have a creation of Susie's in the studio with us today.
Okay.
That is part of this next question, because the question is, we all know Susie is the greatest offender of keeping our kitchen area a complete disaster.
It's a joke.
Which was the greatest kitchen disaster perpetrated by one Susan K. Jones this year? Was it simply the week after week cups and mugs strewn about
multiple
the countertops and
yeah
inside of the sink with the sign above that says, please, please, please
yeah
clean up your stuff?
That's not an exaggeration. Three pleases
mm-hmm
above the sink.
Was it the overflowing mug of oatmeal she made one morning that somehow she didn't realize it had overflowed all over the microwave? That's number two. Was it number three, the other overflowing mug of oatmeal that she did realize had overflowed, and then while taking the rotating plate out, dumped it all on my pants and my shoes?
That's right.
Or number four, that mighty tasty yet abomination looking of a cookie she sent to you there that looks like somebody got after Frosty with a knife.
Okay, so it's a cookie. You have no idea it's Frosty.
No.
It does look like a dog has chewed two-thirds of the cookie. Two-thirds. And this is how it looked yesterday. Because I did the show from home, still dealing with some of the effects of the procedure the other day. So this is what she brought me.
She brought two cookies, one of which looked like a Christmas tree other than the fact that it was broken in three pieces. That's the one I had. And then you got the one that we can't even tell what it is. What was Susan K. Jones's greatest kitchen disaster of 2024?
Oh, I know. It's the oatmeal and then spilling it all on your pants. There's no doubt. There's no doubt, because later she tried to justify it also in some way. And I think her justification was blaming you, that you shouldn't have been there. You were
sure
bothering her. You were harassing her. But
by saying, hey, clean that up,
yeah,
I cleaned up your last one.
I'm going to say this year, 20 of her mugs, I've just said, fine, I'll just pick it up.
Wow. And that's nothing compared to what Lindsay Peterson does every
Monday. Oh, my God.
As he's muttering under his breath. Not even really under his breath anymore. He does it just out loud.
She's got all of us in the palm of her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She acts like she's forgetting, but she knows we all are smitten with her.
Yeah.
And
I think she leaves one mug for every vacation day.
Yeah. Well, She's at about 70, and I'm not sure I'm exaggerating by much. So, excellent category for Susie.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with this one, because this can be, certainly it can happen, could have happened on the local level, but it's a national question.
Yeah.
Simply, who was this year's most disappointing political candidate? I've got three in mind. Please add one more, two more, if you feel they should be part of the conversation.
I'll listen here.
But locally, I think Royce White, just the fact that he was chosen to be a political candidate for the United States
Senate. He's back. What are you talking about? He's already, you know, he's already thrown his hat in the ring.
Oh, goody.
To take on Tina Smith.
Go
and he's,
get him.
I'm sure, as insulting people and as rude and as obnoxious as he normally is on the Twitter machine.
The other two options, one I think very obvious, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Having been the candidate and then forced to drop out because of what people saw.
Yeah.
Finally. And number three, the guy we thought had a chance and fizzled faster than Bloomberg did 4 years ago, Meatball Ron.
All good ones. I think we now need to include, though, what's our guy's name?
Who doesn't live in the district?
Does not live in the district and had won the race. Where is it at here again? I'm looking. Does Star Tribune not have the story up yet? Come on. They must. But, yeah, we have the news. We had it. The new news. So are you looking for it right now?
Curtis Johnson.
Curtis Johnson, it was determined, does not live in said district, that he ran for that district and won. So, Dave, I would think he's the winner. Now, we could go with Joe Biden because, again, we talked about this yesterday. I would encourage you to read the Wall Street Journal story. It has been utter nonsense, and people should be ashamed. I mean this, how they've been lying for Joe Biden, considering his health and how compromised he has been for multiple years. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing that the president of the United States, oh, yes, you're allowed to agree with policy positions. That is separate from read the Wall Street Journal story and then also use your own eyes, because where is he now? Government shutdown. He's the president. As I tweeted yesterday, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, for the first time in history, we can play this new game. Who is the president of the United States? I think A was Joe Biden. Of course, he's technically that person, but he doesn't have the power. B, the president-elect, Donald Trump. C, Elon Musk. D, no one. E, everyone else. But it's unbelievable what has been going on in our country with Joe Biden. Joe Biden wanted to be president forever. And by the time he was president, sadly, his health had slipped so much that we've watched this charade for year after year after year. And again, that's separate from the policy debate, but you know what I would like? I'd like a president who can live up to his responsibilities. Seems like something reasonable. Meatball Ron. I think people got too excited about Meatball Ron right away.
Clearly.
You know, I mean, like, just because he looked the part, and I guess he was going to separate himself from Trump.
Well, he did.
Yeah, by not coming close and getting crushed by Trump. And it seems like this defense secretary situation has vanished just as quickly,
right? It does. And this wasn't even after we had to see Meatball Ron acting oddly in public situations.
How about the white boots?
Love the boots.
The white boots.
Love the boots.
Just the weird smiles.
The big laughs at odd moments when he's hanging out at a diner.
And by the way, if you aren't the most comfortable in public, so be it, right? But when you're running for the presidency of the United States of America, you should be adept in public. Or you shouldn't run.
Yeah.
And Meatball decided to run. And
he's, nice
he's probably going to, listen, We've watched some complete fiasco candidacies before, and they win. I mean, look at Joe Biden in 08. Wasn't going anywhere. Look at Joe Biden passed over in 16. Then he wins the presidency. Look at Richard Nixon when he finally lost in California for governor in 62. He said, you won't have me to kick around. And, well, 6 years later, he was the president of the United States.
You've been kicking.
Maybe we shouldn't count meatball out quite yet. More of the awards. You can keep chiming in. Excellent text coming in. 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is awful.
I didn't say it was good.
I mean, this
I said it's utter nonsense.
This is positively awful.
Carly Rae Jepsen bringing you.
Oh, my God.
It's not Christmas till somebody cries. Carly Rae was she the
original
Song of the Summer victor?
Yeah. Call Me Maybe. That's it. I mean, great run, Carly. One tune. There you go. It was a good run. Oh, my God, was that song horrible.
Yes.
And then do we have to have that licking DeRusha thing part of the show a lot? I don't know if it was just one day.
No, I think that's going to be a standard.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's calling himself a tiger in bed. I mean, what's happened to this station?
As if we didn't get enough yesterday with the car wash discussion.
Oh, my God. Seriously. All right, next?
I've got a sports-related award, Chad.
All right, let's go.
Let's go with this one. We'll keep it local here.
Yeah.
The most interesting team in town. I think there is one definite answer.
The Frost, do they count? I mean, they won a championship.
Sure.
And then fired everybody.
Including the GM.
What was the other team that won... I was going to say surfing, but no, not surfing. Okay. Another league, we had never heard of them, and then all of a sudden, when they're in the finals, the Tribune started covering them.
Did we do well in Ultimate Frisbee or something?
I think that might be it. Was it Ultimate Frisbee?
If it was surfing, we know Jesse wasn't involved.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the newsmakers when Jesse told us because of neuropathy, he had to give up surfing. apparently, until like 6 months ago, he was a 72-year-old surfing.
Hanging 10.
Right there off right off TNC. Yeah, got a lot of water on that 18th hole. It's a heck of a city. I was out there. Is that the former governor of the state out there hanging 10? You know? Most interesting team. Are we talking the big knocker teams?
I think the winner is the big knocker. You could say it's the Frost. There was plenty of intrigue there. But I think it's easily, given the drama over the sale, over a pretty good playoff run, over a massive trade in the offseason, which really looked great last night.
How'd that look last night?
I think it is your Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, probably so. Have they just given up on deciding who's going to own this team?
seems like it.
Is it possible the two sides have said, well, 14 and 12, right now this trade doesn't look very good. Go ahead, keep it, Glenn. We're good.
No, come on. No, you take it.
Yeah. That they always provide stuff. Even, you know, the whole time I was there, there was utter nonsense of JR and Leitner and the run that Garnett had, then the Joe Smith situation. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to win the title. No, Flip gets fired. McHale, Glenn. Yeah, this year. Because when they went on that run last year, captured the imagination of Hennepin Avenue.
Yes, it did.
Right? And then it looked like, hey, they're going to beat the Mavs. No, they got beat every game by the Mavs. And then what are you going to do financially? And I'm not writing the trade completely off. I'm not. And again, money was an enormous part of the trade. Because Carl's has over $200 million due him, and they have the second highest payroll. It just looks lousy when Carl comes in there last night and goes for 32, 20, and 6.
That's a good game.
Dante DiVincenzo has been an amazing disappointment so far. And he played so well in preseason. He's coming off by far the best year of his career. He's had like two or three decent games. And Randall, it's too much him, man. It's too much ball dominant. If he scores, great, but everybody just stands around. And meanwhile, Carl is like last night, please, let me stay. Let me stay. So, yeah, I think they're pretty high up there.
Yeah, you could certainly argue the Lynx, obviously involved in the sale, too.
Yep.
WNBA Finals run, Nafisa incredible, but
yeah.
The Carl trade, man, that's got to put him over the top.
Yeah, and the timing of the awards and what happened last night, I think you are exactly right. I grabbed the wrong sheet. I got the sheet right there. Why don't you tell us the Lindis construction time?
Well, I'll tell you, it's 12:57, and that means it's time to get a free heat map analysis with an insulation estimate.
CBS, Mark Fry, and Shaletta next on the home of the Twins, CCO.